Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Michael Goodyear. Born around the year 1767, Black Hawk, or Makatai Meshiakiakiak in Sauk, was a true Quad Cities resident before the Quad Cities existed. Just as we travel from Iowa to Illinois and vice versa throughout the year, Black Hawk's tribe also crossed the Mississippi River. Black Hawk was born in the village of Sockinac, along the Rock River, which the Sauk used as a residence during the summer. Before winter came, the Sauk moved across the Mississippi to spend the winter months in Iowa. Much of Black Hawk's life unfolded right here, in and around the Quad Cities. In 1804, the United States reached an agreement with certain Sauk leaders for the Sauk to cede all lands east of the Mississippi, including Black Hawk's birthplace, the village of Sockinac, to the American government. Black Hawk gained an elevated role in the Sauk tribe through his success in raids. His main claim to fame, however, was his rejection of the 1804 treaty with the United States. Certain leaders had spoken for the entire tribe without consulting all the chiefs, and Black Hawk wanted to recover the lost territory in Illinois and push the American settlers back away from Sauk lands. For this purpose, Black Hawk allied himself with the British government during the War of 1812, gained the rank of Brevet Brigadier General with command over all native allies in the region, as well as a certificate of good behavior and alliance from the British, which Black Hawk preserved for years. He fought at several battles, but the most significant for the Quad Cities was the Battle of Credit Island in 1814, actually fought over the space between Credit Island and Campbell's Island, which resulted in Black Hawk's victory over future President Zachary Taylor. The battle took place on September 4th and 5th, and the bicentennial of this battle is this year. After some years of tenuous peace, in 1832, Black Hawk led an expedition back into Illinois to recapture lost land. His forces were small, and he became hunted by the militia from three states in what we have dubbed the Black Hawk War. Although Black Hawk kept up resistance for several months, he surrendered later that year. He was then taken as a captive on a tour of the eastern United States. After his surrender, Black Hawk worked with an interpreter, Antoine LeClaire, to compile the first Native American autobiography in 1833. Black Hawk may not have had the military strength or great core of contemporary leaders in Europe, but he is a memorable figure in history. The efforts of this Quad Cities area chieftain along the upper Mississippi helped to contain the American settlers for at least a time, and he gained support and admiration from both Native Americans and Europeans as a tragic hero that tried to defend his homeland and people in the face of a changing world.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.